Hello, Dr. Harpalani. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Hold on one second here.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Perfectly. Wonderful. Okay. So you got my email, obviously. You see the questions underneath the link for the meeting?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, do you have any questions or do you want me to omit any of this stuff?
The only one I was thinking about maybe omitting was the 6 month smiles. I think because I'm trying to get away from that. I'm not really doing as many these days.
Oh, okay.
So, So I think I'd like to maybe omit that one.
All right. Taking it out. And then, let's see, is there another type of braces that you want to talk about, or we'll just skip that part?
Yeah, I think just maybe skip it, because most of my braces these days, I'm kind of referring them out to the orthodontist more so.
Oh, okay.
Just because, my time is kind of limited to be able to do them, so it's not really, it's not so worth it for me to do them anymore.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, well then, here's what's going to happen. I am going to talk to you, ask you questions and get you, if you're not saying what I need you to say, I will prompt you to say the things I want you to say. And then also, if you mess up and you need to start a sentence over, that is perfectly okay. We can edit anything out. So, if you need to cough or whatever happens, we can, we'll take care of these edits for you. And then, like I said, if you would like to start the sentence over, you can definitely do that too. You just need to say, stop, scratch that. We're going to start that sentence over. Work for you?
Okay. So, yeah. So if I happen to mess up or something, just let you know.
Yes, absolutely. Just let me know. And then also if I hear, anything going wrong with the conversation, then I'll say something about it. Like, if your voice is going out or, whatever it is. But yeah, I'm here to make sure it's perfect is all really.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well then, it's already recording, so let's just go ahead and jump right in and let you talk to me about, let's introduce yourself and, you know, let me know, you know, it might not, sometimes these questions are a little off, or maybe talk to me about, you know, what your vision is of the practice and what patients can expect when they walk in the door, those kinds of things. Just kind of a welcome to the practice kind of intro.
Sure. So, you know, our practice definitely, you know, the first thing that it mainly revolves around, what I would say is, you know, definitely trying to keep patients happy and, you know, ultimately just, you know, living up to a certain standard for patient care. You know, whenever the patient comes in, we want to, you know, make sure that they're, that they feel welcome and, you know, that they feel at home. So, you know, most of our practice is definitely revolved around, you know, the patient itself and then, you know, trying to help their, you know, dental needs and whatever they may be seeking as far as treatment goes. You know, and we offer, you know, a wide variety of different services as far as general dentistry goes. Everything from, you know, just regular preventative treatment to, you know, fillings to crowns. Extractions, you know, basically everything, you know, everything that, that, you know, general dentistry offers.
What is your goal for patients when they come to your office?
Our goal is basically, you know, just to satisfy what their chief complaint is, first of all. You know, they usually, most patients will come in for a particular reason. So first and foremost, you know, try to satisfy those and meet those needs. And then also, you know, try to treat their whole, just their whole general dental health, you know, as an overall, you know, basis as well. So we'll try to focus on their chief complaint first and then, you know, come up with something to kind of, you know, meet their needs as far as why they came in the first place. And then also we'll kind of, you know, try to come up with a full treatment plan for them so that, you know, they can attack all their dental needs.
Perfect. Okay. So talk to me about the practice. What kind of special equipment you might have there that, you know, helps you through your day and, you know, do you offer any patient discount plans or anything like that?
Yeah, so the practice opened up in 2013. So, you know, it's we've been around for, you know, about seven plus years now. As far as special equipment, you know, we have tons of, you know, modern technology that we can, you know, use for diagnosis and, you know, just for better, to deliver better patient care. We have intraoral cameras. We can show, you know, patients, you know, if a lot of people, they can't visualize, you know, a cavity in their mouth. So we'll be able to take pictures of inside, you know, actual pictures inside their mouth to kind of give them a visualization of, you know, what is going on as far as, you know, which certain teeth may need, you know, certain, you know, particular treatments, so the patient can get a better visualization of you know, what's actually kind of going on in their mouth. So that's one thing we definitely offer is the intraoral cameras. We can take pictures. Everything in our office is digital, so it's, you know, it helps us become more efficient. And so, you know, we try to keep up with the modern technologies that are out there and, you know, to basically just deliver better patient care.
Perfect. Okay, let's talk about teeth whitening treatment at your office and what exactly that is and what it entails and what options you have.
So our main, for as far as teeth whitening, our main, the main product we usually use as far as for whitening, it's called core whitening. So usually the process with that is, it's kind of a two-step process. We'll usually have a patient come in and then we'll kind of evaluate their shade, their current, you know, their current tooth shade. And then see what their goals are as far as how, you know, how many more shades they would like, ideally, to be whiter. And then, you know, we'll kind of give them, you know, just basically what we think we can kind of get it to as far as how many shades whiter. We'll kind of give them a reasonable, you know, goal as far as the whitening. And it's a two-step process. We'll take impressions usually the first visit, and we'll send them off, and we'll get some bleaching trays made for them. Once the bleaching trays are fabricated, they'll come in, and then, you know, we'll try them on. They'll go home, and they'll bleach with take-home whitening for about 2 weeks at night. And so they wear the trays for about 2 weeks at home with the bleach, and kind of bleach them for about 2 weeks. Then once they are finished with that step, they'll come back into the office. We'll kind of evaluate it and see if, you know, how many shades have gotten whiter with the take home. And then we use a higher concentrated bleach in the office for the second step. And that kind of really gets it, you know, much, much whiter to what they're kind of looking for. You know, usually most patients, sometimes you can get, you know, 5 shades whiter, 10 shades whiter. So each patient's a little bit different, but definitely we'll sit down with them and then, you know, kind of go over their goals as far as their whitening, and then kind of, you know, try to, you know, see if we can achieve those goals.
Perfect. Okay. Let's talk about crowns and bridges, and explain to me, you know, let's talk about a dental crown first. What is that, and what happens when someone comes to get a crown?
So usually the whole purpose behind a crown is whenever a tooth is so broken down that it cannot be restored with usually just a direct filling. Sometimes, you know, it could be for a variety of reasons. Sometimes there's decay on the tooth. Sometimes there's a fracture. Just depending on the situation, but most of the times, if the decay is small enough, it can just kind of be filled with usually a regular filling. Once it's kind of at the point where, you know, it's not really restorable with the regular filling, then the next step to restore that tooth is usually with a full coverage crown. And that basically just involves cleaning out all the decay and, you know, prepping the tooth for a crown, which basically sits and supports on the healthy tooth structure once all the decay is removed. And that kind of allows, you know, the patient basically to have a natural looking tooth, you know, like they did before either the fracture or the decay.
And what about bridges? Why would someone even need a bridge?
Bridges are usually, you can think of it as like maybe one step further than a crown. Like say if a patient is missing a particular tooth, or they need a tooth extracted, and then they'll have a missing area once that tooth is extracted. So usually, you know, in order to restore that missing area, there would be no tooth there once the tooth is extracted, or if there's already a missing tooth there. So usually a bridge is basically a unit that's kind of, it almost looks like kind of connected crowns, where it uses the healthy teeth opposing the missing tooth that are adjacent to the missing tooth. It uses the healthy teeth as anchors, and then usually the missing tooth or the missing area will usually have a crown kind of sitting right up on top of the gum, to where it looks like there's a tooth that's completely restored there. So usually it's really beneficial for patients that are missing, you know, one or multiple teeth to kind of restore their smile.
Perfect. And then why would somebody need a dental veneer? And explain to me how that procedure works.
So veneers are, you can kind of almost think of it as a partial crown. It's a full crown will cover up the whole tooth. A veneer is mainly used to cover up the outer portion of the tooth, or the portion of the tooth that's usually, you know, touching your lips. Usually most people tend to lean towards veneers for cosmetic reasons. Veneers can fix, you know, a lot of times if patients have a misaligned, you know, teeth in the anterior portion of their mouth, usually you can use veneers to kind of straighten teeth out, even, or appear, make it have the illusion that the teeth are straight. So, you know, it's a really useful tool as far as cosmetics. If not even misaligned teeth, if, you know, if you have teeth that you particularly don't like the shape of them, you know, you can definitely use veneers in that instance to basically, you know, correct the shape of the teeth as well. So it's definitely useful in a lot of cosmetic aspects of dentistry. And I would say probably that's kind of where the majority of veneers would be used.
Perfect. And is there any particular people that are better suited for a veneer?
I would say probably usually, I mean, anybody, I mean, usually with veneers, you kind of, I would say probably, you know, you want to be maybe at least 18 and up. You don't, you know, in the teens, it might be a little bit kind of young to get a veneer because the teeth are still kind of moving around and they're still kind of growing and the jaw is still kind of growing. So usually I would say, you know, 18 and up would be a good age range. And as long as, you know, they have a healthy foundation, there's no mobile teeth, you know, there's not a whole lot of decay on the teeth. If the decay is to the point where the tooth is, you know, almost half gone, then, you know, a veneer might not be indicated in those situations. So usually, you know, you kind of want to have a good foundation for the, you know, of the original teeth to be able to do veneers.
Good information. Okay. And extractions. Explain to me what happens when someone comes for an extraction.
So extractions are usually done in, you know, for a multiple amount of reasons. A lot of times they'll be just because the tooth is not restorable due to tooth decay. If the cavity is just completely, you know, so big that the tooth cannot be restored with either a crown in addition to a root canal or something, then usually the tooth at that point would have to be extracted. Just because it's not restorable. Extractions are also used, you know, a lot of times wisdom teeth are extracted because there's not enough space for them to come in properly. So a lot of times they'll come in impacted and, you know, cause patient problems as far as hygiene. And so usually wisdom teeth are often extracted for that reason. And the other reason would be, you know, due to extreme decay where a tooth is just not restorable. And then once an extraction is done, then you would have options to restore as far as, you know, say we talked about the bridge earlier, or, you know, possible implants or something like that.
Perfect. Okay. Well, let's talk about dental implants and explain to me what that is and who's a good candidate.
So anybody for dental implants, it's basically, like I was saying earlier, it's to restore missing teeth. If a patient has had an extraction done, or, you know, a previous missing tooth, or say they've just had a tooth pulled, you know, in the past, you know, and they wanted to kind of replace that missing area, then usually dental implants are a great solution for that. As far as the process for implants, usually the surgeon will have the actual implant placed, and that's kind of done where the missing tooth was. So it almost looks like a screw, like a threaded screw that's placed into the bone area where the missing tooth was. And that usually is placed by the surgeon, and it's kind of, they allow it to heal for maybe about 3, 4, 5 months or so. And at that point, once the implant has actually healed and the bone is kind of, nice and sturdy around it, then at that point, you can restore the implant with a dental crown. So just how you would put a crown on a normal tooth to restore it, you can place crowns on the implant screws to restore, to restore teeth so that the patient, it seems like the patient never had the tooth missing. So after the implant heals, they'll come into our office. We'll take impressions, and we'll have a lab fabricate, an abutment, which is what the crown sits on, as well as a crown that sits on the actual implant. And once the whole process is done, the patient, walks out with what looks like, a real tooth. And usually, as long as they keep up with their hygiene, it will last them, many years.
Perfect. Well, I think I have all that information that I need, but I was thinking maybe we need, if we're introducing yourself and the practice, maybe we need a closing line for that.
Okay.
Can you think of something to say?
Can you give me an example of what you're maybe looking for?
Maybe something like, we're looking forward for you coming to our office and maybe thanks for listening. We really like to welcome you to our practice, something like that.
Okay. Let me see how I can word that.
Or if you're looking for, an experienced doctor, visit Vivid Dental, something like that.
Okay. Let me see. So I'll go ahead and start. I just want to, finish off with, our practice is catered first and, utmost to patient delivering, excellent patient care and to, satisfy patient needs, whatever they may be. We look forward to, treating your needs, and please give us a call if you'd like to know more about any treatments.
That's exactly what I needed. Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
So I am going to send this over to the team. They are going to start on one video and send one over to you that you'll get every so often. You'll get another one. So that's kind of how this works. They're going to start on the first one. They'll send it over for approval, and then we will post it on your website on Dr. I think it does say Video 360 now, that page. And then, we can add it to your social media if you approve all of that. So that's the next step. I'm going to send it over, and I really appreciate your time today. I'm glad you showed up for the recording.
I'm actually in my car I wasn't near a computer. I actually had a doctor's appointment. So,
oh, wow.
I saw that you could download an app. So I actually just downloaded the app. So it actually worked out pretty good.
Oh yeah, totally. Okay, cool. All right. Well then you enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk again soon.
Okay. So, as far as, you guys will be, you guys will kind of edit out whatever, you guys think doesn't sound good and then send it over, you said?
Oh, yes, that's exactly right. Yes, we'll edit it all out. And thank goodness that cop car wasn't going in the background of you trying to talk earlier. So we're going to edit it, and then we will send it over to you for approval. And at that point, you can say, hey, I'd like a little bit more edits, or, let's omit this one part, whatever it is, we're here to take care of you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Yep.